Good afternoon, everyone. It is your commish, along with the Cash Money Brother, Sean Ligon, coming to you on a glorious Monday afternoon from Louisville, Kentucky. Sean stationed at his Western Kentucky outpost in Madisonville. How is the Oracle from the West doing, Sean?
Yeah, doing outstanding.
Well, you know, it's a very, very special day. We have Monday Night Football today. We also have Riding Shotgun. Is this an ambitious effort to do our podcast from behind the wheel today? We have Running Shotgun, one Robbie Fetcher.
What's up, Sean?
Like, you know, but that's Robbie Fetcher. So, you know, Sean, my dad, this is November 16th, my dad, if he had lived, he would be telling me what to do today, no doubt, like he did for the 83 years he was on this earth. He would be 103 years ago old today. And if we were going to give him a present, we could attempt to tell him who's going to win tonight's ball game. And it would snap a streak for us. I normally celebrate his birthday in Las Vegas. I've been doing it for about the last 5 years. And that was off the table this year. And you and I have talked about going to Las Vegas for a long time, which would be a blast if I could ever get you out there. And, you know, I think we would fly out based on how we picked these games. We would fly out and then we would have to bus back. And we would probably, one of us would have to stow away on the bus based on our current luck. You ready to turn it around tonight?
Let's hope so. We've not been doing very well, and my bad luck continued over the weekend. So it's definitely time to break the
streak. Well, I am 1-3. You are 0-4. Both of us deep in the depths of the basement there. Let's try to get on a roll together and keep it where I can keep my one game lead over you. Now, we'll flip the whole script of the show and we'll make the pick first before we start talking fantasy players. So go ahead, Sean, give me a synopsis of your pick and who you're going with tonight.
I'm going to say Minnesota keeps on rolling. Mm-hmm. The train keeps going. Kirk Cousins, much like us, breaks his terrible streak in prime time. And the Minnesota Vikings beat the woeful Chicago Bears offense.
The Chicago Bears are woeful. You know, Sean, they are the home team tonight. And what's been interesting this weekend, we started out with Thursday with the home team losing. The only other home team that lost yesterday, I think I have this right, Fetch can confirm, the only home team that lost was Carolina Panthers. So you're saying that the trend is going to be turned completely around tonight when Minnesota invades Chicago. Fetch, I believe, is not in his head in agreement. He is with the Minnesota Vikings as well. So more importantly for fantasy players, how are they going to do it, Sean? We're dealing with – Fetch came in with a laundry list of things he needed. He needs Thielen to not do well. He needs – Dalvin Cook to at least score 10 points, which I think he will. He needs Jefferson to score varied points across the league, and it looks like that's a widely held player that people are expecting on returns from in this, our last gasp of Week 10. Let's start with those guys. Jefferson, Sean, what do you expect going against what I think will be a It has been an inconsistent but potentially troublesome secondary for the Chicago Bears.
Right. I think if you're rooting for Jefferson tonight, you're rooting for hopefully that the Bears can do something to at least slow down Dalvin Cook. That way maybe they actually have to get to the passing game. I was just looking at Jefferson's targets recently. The last 2 weeks, he's only had 4 targets apiece.
Jefferson only scores well when Minnesota is playing from the chase position or exchanging touchdowns.
Yeah, otherwise you're going to have to. You know, he's going to have very limited opportunities. He's going to have to catch in with a touchdown here. I don't think that the Bears are not going to put them in a place where they're at a big deficit. But if they are stymieing the runs on the early downs, maybe they'll let them throw the ball a little more, and maybe that'll get Jefferson involved.
It's largely a short passing game for Minnesota. Fetch, you're going to nod your head on that one. It's a short passing game for Minnesota. Thielen has been a star at that for many, many years. Do you think that the Vikings will be able to consistently move the ball? And recently they relied on waiver wire pickup tight end Irv Smith. He's not active with the team tonight. Do you see anything? Do you see anything for Kyle Rudolph, who may be sparingly rostered across the KFFSC?
Yeah, well, you know, it's just one of those, you know, tight end such a bad position. I know people are always looking for plug and plays. And, you know, this week I had to go with Logan Thomas in another matchup. So I could see people probably picked up Rudolph, knowing that Irv Smith hadn't practiced all week. You know, Kyle Rudolph used to be a big name. So I can see where people may have picked him up. And, you know, he possibly could get a touchdown. I wouldn't expect him to have more than 40 or 50 yards, and then you're just praying for a touchdown.
Big game, big body, and big question mark as to why this team doesn't use the player in the passing game. It seems to me with Kyle Rudolph, a career wasted when it, you know, he's an excellent pass catcher. It's one of the bigger head scratchers from fantasy football. And I think most of the fantasy players have given up. Another tight end that fantasy players had largely given up on over the last 2 years has had a renaissance. He's 35 catches this year and 5 touchdowns, and that's Jimmy Graham. Jimmy Graham is a key to succeeding in this offense, especially with a watered-down rushing attack for the Chicago Bears. Fetch his friends out in the desert, Sean, have many more attempts for Foles. I think it's like 27 and a half. No, completions, 27 and a half completions, over 20 and a half completions for our Kirk Cousins. If Foles gets that many completions, he's got to be throwing the ball to someone. Jimmy Graham's included in a group which includes a waiver wire pickup named Mooney and, of course, the trusted wide receiver number 12, Robinson. Start with whoever you want in that group, Sean. Who do you like the best?
Well, I was just looking over Jimmy Graham's targets, you know, 6, 7, 6, 8, 5, 10. The man gets targets. There, you know, he's not on the field for, you know, 100% of the snaps. That's for sure. But when he does come in, they're looking to go to him. And he's been a big red zone target this year. So
I love that one-handed catch that he had in the end zone for a touchdown. And, you know, even in the FFPC, Sean, when you saw Jimmy Graham get drafted, even through the mask, I was telling this to Balky the other night on the High Stakes Fantasy Football Hour, even through the mask, you could hear people smirking. Yeah. Ah, Jimmy Graham, huh? Drafting not last year's team, but last 3 years' team, you know. And Jimmy Graham, a true renaissance. Sean, what do you think about Foles? He gets in these hot streaks. Could one possibly be coming to go against Minnesota Viking defense tonight?
I mean, it's possible. It's Minnesota's been known to give up some games, so it's possible. I mean, I'm not a big Nick Foles fan. I never have been a big believer. It's not that I was advocating for Trubisky either, but, you know, the old saying, when you got two quarterbacks, you don't have any. And I think that's very, very evident for the Chicago Bears.
Fetch nudged me at a draft this year. He said, Montgomery, why don't you take Montgomery? Take Montgomery. I did. I wish I hadn't. Sometimes I wish I had. tonight, it's not an issue, correct? Montgomery is up or down? Montgomery is out, Sean. What are we going to do? Fetch says he's out. What's the Chicago Bears backfield look like?
Boy, I tell you what, if that's the case, it's a bad, bad, bad situation. I mean, they've got Cordell Patterson. They've got what was the guy that came in for them last week? Ryan Nall.
Yeah.
And unless they've got somebody coming off the practice squad that I'm unaware of, you know, it's gonna be pretty ugly, and that's probably why they're expecting such high pass attempts for Nick Foles tonight, because they're probably not going to be running the ball a whole lot. It doesn't sound like.
It's a maybe they will pull a Miami on us and come with a practice squad player, the running back Ahmed, week. It was fascinating, a little slashing runner that it's just when you get to everyone, as soon as you hear the guy say, well, there's no one on the waiver wire, there you go. If you look long enough, if you study hard enough, you'll get a player on the field that You may not know that well, but you get big surprises from him. Big surprises from Mooney, a player that everyone seems to now be on, a wide receiver of skills that has taken the other receiver, Miller, and essentially moved him down in targets. Mooney, Sean, what's your thoughts about this wide receiver for the Bears?
Seems to be a player on the rise, but, you know, I've always liked Miller, and I kind of think he's been wasted so far in his career as well, as far as up there at Chicago. But, you know, last week Mooney got 11 targets. I mean, that's a lot. That's a lot to put on him. He's obviously a player on the rise, and he's taken that number two spot. And now, like you said, relegated Miller to a third spot. Now, Miller's still getting some looks, though. So, again, with this lack of running game, probably everybody's going to get their looks tonight. Now, whether they'll produce or not may be a different story.
Great surprises in the NFL. We're all pleased with the exception of Fetch, we were all pleased with the outcome of last night's game, that New England could once again prove that they have some fantasy upside ball players. You know, we sit with the situation of Jacoby Myers and Rex Burkhead. Nothing that would get you excited earlier in the season sure did give fantasy players something to be excited about last night. Sean, I will let you go. I appreciate your contribution tonight on this quick hitter before Monday Night Football, and we will see you again on Thursday. Keep being the Cash Money brother, and have a great end to Week 10 tonight.
All right. See you guys.
Mm-hmm.